Well, I think it's a very fun thing that we get to do as a church is celebrate our graduating seniors. The class of 2022 is, in fact, I don't know, somebody can help me out, but this may be one of the biggest, largest classes that we as Dighton Church have. So seniors, would you come up? Seniors, would you come forward? We're going to have you guys stand like facing the audience right in front here. So come on up, and we want you guys to be recognized this morning. This may be, I don't know, somebody help me out. This could be one of the largest senior classes that we have had at Dighton Church. And so we celebrate it. I think we had 12 or so people that were on the list as seniors. And so we as a church have want to bless you guys and gals with a little gift. There's something in there, however. There's something in there, however, that is far, far more important. We try and every year we usually give our seniors a Bible. And so in that gift bag, there's some fun goodies and some fun stuff that we have compiled together. But the number one thing in there is a Bible. And so I want to share that with you seniors, that to understand that God's Word is so vital. It's so vital in your lives. And so as we think of Proverbs, and it talks about, you know, understanding God's path in your life, understanding the Word, understanding Him. So I would encourage you to not keep that Bible in its little pretty little sheath. I would encourage you to not have that Bible just kind of set up on a nice little shelf somewhere. But a year from now, I want to see that Bible just torn all up because you've read it so much. I had a Bible one time, and I remember my first Bible as a kid when I was first understanding who Jesus was, and I should show it to you. It's pretty funny, but it's got duct tape all over it because I remember when I was your age, I was just digging so deep, the thing started falling apart. And I don't say that to brag in any way, but it was just, I was hungry for the Word. I was hungry for the Word. And so I want to encourage you as seniors, the best advice you get from me as your pastor is stay close to God's Word. Stay close to God's Word. Devour it, read it, understand it, all right? So we're going to do the fun part, and this is where we get to hear from you. We want to celebrate you, but yet we want to get to know you a little bit as well. A lot of you may not know everyone. Oh, man, I'm stepping all over goldfish there, Benjamin. Way to go, buddy. We love our kids. We love our kids. We love our seniors. So we're going to start with Riley. You just had to stand right here, didn't you? So, Riley, tell us, and we're going to ask the same questions for all of you. Tell us what you're doing after high school, any kind of college plans or work plans or what's going on. Just kind of give us an idea. So what I want you guys to do is tell us your name and what school you graduated from and your plans for the future. I believe we are on.
Okay, so I'm Riley Wheeler, and I graduated from Pine River High School, and I'm going to Baker College to get a degree in early childhood education.
Excellent. Great.
I'm Nicole Hosner. I graduated from Cadillac High School, and I'm going to go to Baker College also to get my business associates through the 13th year program.
I'm Emily Umbright, and I'm working on graduating from homeschool. Right now, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do after high school, but I've been working at Center Lake Bible Camp and just waiting to see where God leads me.
Great.
I'm Jay. And I graduated, luckily, from Cadillac High School. And I'll be attending Indiana Wesleyan University in the fall, hopefully.
Go Cats.
Go Cats. Woo.
And I'll be studying business administration if I like it.
I'm Jude Gulish. I'm living in Alpena right now. I got a job. I'm going to Alpena Community College in the fall. I graduated from Cadillac Senior High.
I'm Dylan Schoner. I graduated from McBain High School, and right now I'm working at Wexford County Road Commission, working on getting my CDL with the hope to pursue the career of being a lineman.
I'm Hoon. I graduate from Pine River High School, and I plan to go Western Michigan University for aviation.
I'm Caleb Lewis. Graduated from Pine River High School, and I'm going to Alpena Community College for the Utility Works program to be a lineman.
I'm Andrew Johns, and I graduated from Cadillac High School, and I plan to go to NMC in the fall to pursue a degree in culinary arts.
There he is.
I'm Gotham, normally known as Andrew here. Sorry about the photo, I totally forgot about it. And yeah, I kind of graduated from Pine River, and then I'll go back to my own nation and attend another 3 years of high school and finish it, and then see which university I can get in eventually. My final goal is kind of becoming an ambassador or diplomat for my own nation. Yeah, that's all.
I'm Phil Wrigling. I graduated from Pine River High School, and I'll be going to Michigan Technological University to study electrical engineering.
All right, let's give him a hand. So with what's going on today, the youth are in charge of the service, as you know, so I'm going to turn that back over to Devin, our youth pastor here, and we're just asking you to support these in prayer as they go forward into where God has called them. So we are ascending church, right? Shake your heads yes. We're ascending church. So we're sending them out in Jesus' name. So we get an opportunity after a little while. We're going to pray for these students at the end of the service. But we want to send them out and commission them because God has such an awesome plan for them. So thanks, you guys. You guys did good.
Hey, the six of you that I already talked to, you can put your gifts away or whatever you want to do with them. But then three boys, the smaller stools in the back, and then the pretty girls and one other pretty youth. Hard to pick. Goes in the front. Grab one. Go. Come in. Andrew, grab that one. There's five. No, there's six. I can't count. Andrew, go in the front. We decided you're one of the pretty ones. We got that handheld. One of you guys got it? Ah. All right, so when we decided that we were going to do a youth Sunday, I wanted to kind of put some of them on the spot and hopefully have them completely crash and burn so that you guys can laugh at them. No, I'm totally joking. What I'm hoping to do is kind of highlight our youth group at the same time as kind of have them share what they have learned over the last however many years you guys have been in our youth group. So first, I'm going to ask them some questions. They get to answer. Jay decided before service that this is going to be a youth game. You only get how many passes? Two? You get two passes on questions, understand? Two. You can only use two passes, understand? I really hope that this is not one that you pass on because this is one of the easier ones. First question is as follows. What is your favorite game or activity that we've done at the youth group?
I think my favorite game is like the trash game where we all hold hands and try to pull each other into the objects in the middle.
We should have had videos of all these games.
Yeah.
They are pretty fun.
The version I liked most of that was the kiddie pool one.
Yeah.
My favorite game would probably have to be Murder in the Dark. I like playing that downstairs, and we just play, and
No one's actually injured.
Not actually, no. I mean, it's happened before, but...
Well, yeah. Usually stools and stuff downstairs are injured more than our kids are.
My favorite game would be Secret Hitler. Mm. It was a board game, and it brought me a big conversation with Devin about lying. Yep. It kind of testify our heart, doesn't it?
Since Riley took my game, I'm gonna say capture the flag outside during the summer.
We can have multiples.
No.
Okay, capture flag. Perfect.
Capture flag.
Perfect.
My favorite game is Big Booty. That's a good game. You don't know what it is, but. but you might one day.
Also sounds really bad. It's not bad at all.
It's not as bad as it sounds. I don't know why it's called that, but it is.
My favorite game is Murder in the Dark 2.
All right, so second question, we'll get a little bit more serious on this one. What is your favorite event or thing that we have went to as your time here as a youth group, or in our youth group? Anyone have it right off the bat?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say it. Oh, Beach Day.
Beach Day, yeah.
Ludington.
Yeah.
That was a good time. We got ice cream for free, too, so.
I'm going to go with Follow in Cincinnati. Pastor Jim was with us, Rachel. That was a great time. Devin skipped out because...
I had a wedding, man.
That's not acceptable. But it was a great time. There was like 4,000 youth in this one building, and just when everyone was worshiping, you just had chills down your spine and on your legs the whole time, and it was a great experience. It only happens every 4 years, so I call it the Olympics of Youth Conference.
My favorite would be the Bible camp that we attend in winter. I forgot. Oh yeah, Center Lake. Yeah, Center Lake. Sorry, camp. So it really taught me what a Christian's life means, I think.
I think my favorite event would have to be going to Fusion and just being with a whole group of kids the same age and getting to go to like different sermons every day and having games to play with the people around you was really a lot of fun.
Well, Riley stole mine. But other than Fusion, mine would be United, where we go to McBain High School. And it's just cool seeing all like the high schoolers there for the same reason, to worship God.
Okay. Hoon, you got yours or no?
Can I use a pass?
You're going to use your one. Okay. That's one out of two.
Use a pass.
Just understand that. Next question. How do I want to word this? What, if any, advice would you have to the underclassmen in youth? If you left them with one 30-second piece of advice, what would it be?
I can share. So basically, even when we're having fun during youth group playing games and all that, it's also a good thing to take it seriously when Devin has a message or something very of importance that he's reading from the Bible, just to take that seriously, because it definitely helps you to grow deeper in your faith along with others that are in the room as well. So,
I tell them that right now, being in high school, being in middle school, you're in the best place to be to disciple others. There's so many people around you, friends that you've known forever, that you've grown up with but never really brought them to Christ or talked about them. So just be comfortable talking with them. Go out of your comfort zone and just do it, because once you do it, it feels good.
My advice would be, like, open your heart. Like, Devin once told me that God's gateway to heaven isn't wide enough. Well, I personally think that it's not a problem with his creation of the gate. I think it's a problem that people's heart nowadays are getting more narrow. And I think that as Christians, we should like open our heart to others and like humble ourselves. You know, before I became a Christian, my favorite, there was a pain that I really like about the Christian, is like when Christians were putting into a Rome Colosseum and then they were being executed, they hold the blade of the Roman soldiers to show the love. And I think that's what we should do. Yep.
My one piece of advice would be to just trust in God's plan for you and never stop reading scripture. I know that's one of the things that really helped me the most, is just getting into the word and praying whenever I had a problem and just trusting in what he had planned for me.
I would say, like, always, no matter where you are, who you surround yourself with, always act the way God tells you to. Even if your friends who say they're Christians don't act that way, just follow God and not the world.
My advice is don't be shy to tell someone who Jesus is.
And my last question is this. What practices have you done in your own life? This one I didn't let you guys prepare for, by the way. What practices have you put in your own life of devotion to God that has transformed your faith the most? So what things have you dedicated yourself to in your Christian walk that has transformed your walk with Christ the most? Do you understand, Hoon?
Can you say it one more time, please?
Pass it on, and I'll come down here, and I'll try to explain it to you.
Jay's got to think about his, so he threw it down to me. But so the biggest thing was Devin, Jay, Jude, and I, throughout the year, we'd try and meet together once a week on four schedules. That was a little tough, but we made it work, whether it was showing up at the Travelers at like 8:30 on a Thursday night, but we made it work.
Which I found out parents didn't know we were going to a bar. Which was
sorry, Mom.
Kind of my bad. Sorry.
But that was just a great time because I've known Devin. I grew up with him, and then Jay and Jude moved here. We're the same age, so we just kind of grew close together, and it was just a great time to talk about any problems we had throughout our life and just to grow closer together. And then another practice that I do is right above my bed, there's a sheet of paper that's been there a long time. Devin actually told us to do it in youth group one time. I actually did it, Devin.
Sweet.
But I wrote on there, like, what the things I was, like, prideful in throughout my Christian walk and why I keep going. And just every night before I fall asleep, I can just look at it and remember why I keep going and who I'm standing for. So, yeah.
Well, guess what? I surprisingly didn't receive all the questions until today, so I just come up with one. So, as a student and who just know Christ for like not even 1 year, the actual things I can do would be real little. But the thing that I really tried hard to do in school is that, just like I said, loving everyone. I never hated anyone here, and I was just trying to like make friends with them, and then. Well, I won't say adjust them, but I literally was trying to tell them what true love is.
Yep.
So I guess that's all I can do now. Probably I can do more in the future.
I started praying more for sure after I switched over to Dighton and started going to youth group because Devin always made that a big deal for us. And just surrounding myself around the people that I know believe in the same things I do and getting like rid of the people that I know don't believe in the same things I do and just letting God take over my life has really helped me.
Pass. <It's okay>. For me, like learning to pray for like the desire to read the word before I read it because it's not easy to like commit to that every single day sometimes. And then, like, also identifying, like, things that can become idols, even, like, good things that maybe become, you go to that instead of God and stuff like that. And also just learning to do what the Spirit tells me to do. Like, if you feel that nudge to, like, follow it.
When I do something wrong or something bad, I try to think about God and then trying to do like some good things. Yeah. Yep.
I guess one of the practices that I've learned that helps me a lot was definitely the group that I met with Devin and Dylan and Jude. It was definitely a different experience to be with a group of guys that you can talk to about anything, really, and share some of your problems and the way that they help you and they don't judge. And it's good to have fellowship with people who share the same struggles and the way you can work and overcome them together.
Well, that is all the questions I got. Give them a round of applause. Bring down your schools. Just set them over there. To start, I guess they do listen sometimes. But I want to kind of try to pull everything together for everyone, not just for youth, not to just learn what we do at youth group. I want to try to bring a message to everybody that you can leave with and be challenged in your own faith. So here it goes. We are not called Dighton Youth. And there is a specific reason of why, and I hope that me explaining our why, it's Commission 116 Youth, will try to help everyone understand what I want to get across in this service this morning. So, first off, the story of how it became Commission 116. I am going to make you sit down and listen to a story, but hopefully you guys understand at the end why. But there's actually a really, really big thing to learn in why it's called that, and I pray that everyone keeps their ears peeled to that, because believe it or not, there is something that I can learn from the kids during youth, the same that they learn from me. And even as they sit up here, it's good to hear those things that they are learning that matter to me. So, you can learn from your kids this morning. The same reason why Jesus told his disciples when his disciples were shooing away the children to not. And then later on in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 18, but he tells them, unless your faith becomes like that of a child, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. There is something about a child's faith that they just get it. I hear, like, Jamie and Nathan, stories from their kids praying, stories from Kyler and Jenna's kids praying, from Rachel and BJ's kids praying, about how it's so simple, but you can tell they get it. Like, when something bad happens, I think it was Kyler's daughter, Clara, one time something happened to her stuffed dog named Javi. Why it's Javi, I have no clue, but her stuffed dog, something happened to it. And Jenna said that night while they were praying, Clara prayed for Javi to come back home or something like that. It was like the cutest thing in the world, but they just understood, like God is there to answer your prayers. God is there and he is listening. So just understand there's something that you can learn from this Commission 116 this morning. So here's the story. I was actually at a professional development or a PD day as a teacher. And the thing that they were talking about is having your students own their learning. And one of the strategies that you can do is actually have them create their own assignments, their own, like, write test questions. To have them do that, it actually helps them to own what they are learning. So I took this information and I was like, this might help with youth. So I decided we're going to have the kids decide what our youth group is called. So instead of just calling it youth group, I told them, hey, let's come up with a name. It doesn't need to be Dighton Wesleyan Youth. It doesn't need to be anything like that. You guys come up with the name. Now, giving a bunch of teenagers freedom to do that, not smart at times, and some of the stupid answers that we got were exactly that, stupid. But I will say they came up with a couple good ones. And the couple good ones were, one was Commission Youth, and the second was 116 Youth. And quite honestly, we had a very divided crowd on what we wanted to call it between the two. So we kind of just merged them. My brother is creative, unlike myself, and he got on Photoshop and created a logo for us. I should have put it on the slides, but where Commission is actually, it has 116 in it. So the first I in Commission, yo, just like that. Okay, I kind of put it in there, I guess. So that's not the logo he made. The logo is way better. But it has 116 in the actual word Commission. And here is why we did this. Commission was something that the kids loved because of a song that we sang at youth group, and that song was something that we're actually going to sing at the end here, but it was called Commission My Soul. And I hope that it wasn't just because of Commission My Soul, that it was also because of what I was trying to teach them at that time. At that time, I was kind of going through this process of teaching them to be kind of like an Indian giver with the gift of salvation. That the gift of salvation is not just for you once you receive it. Once you receive it, it's now time to give it to somebody else. That once you receive that salvation, you cannot be plucked from the Father's hand, the same that Scripture says. Now it's time to tell other people about that gift, to give that gift to others. And that was something that I was trying to teach them at that time. And I hope that it was partly that. I hope it wasn't just because of a song, but if it was just because of a song, it's kind of formed into something else now. The other part is 116. 116 is probably for you older folk, you have no clue what's going on with what I'm about to say, but young kids like rap. They like rap music. And if you walk through, I forgot you got that. But rap music is something that youth kids like. So here's what 116 came from. Is there was a rapper, his name is Lecrae. He was actually a very, very disturbed young child. He got into drugs, he got into gang violence, he got into a lot of things as an inner city youth that he desired to get out of after his grandma told him about Jesus. His grandma brought him to the fold of Christ, discipled him, brought him to where he needed to be. And in doing that, he then created a record label. He used his gift of rapping, of rap music, to create a record label for other young Christian rappers coming up. And they used this, and they put out music, and I'm not joking, when I was going through high school and when I was going through college, it just boomed. And now there are a bunch of these different rappers that are all on Reach Records, but their group is called 116. 116 is a reference to a scripture, Romans 1:16, which I will share what that is now. So Romans 1:16 says, like the board or the PowerPoint says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is by the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." So it is, I am not ashamed. They say, I am unashamed. So that was the second thing that these kids wanted to decide, like, this is what I stand for, is I am unashamed of the gospel. I was very, very proud of them when they decided this. So like I said, I think that there's something to learn from these kids, this childlike, simple, to-the-point, trusting faith. And here's what I learned. I believe that these kids realized that there are two things that we struggle with inside of our church. And it was probably these two. It was something that they realized, this is what I want to stand for in my life. This is what I want to do. And I want youth group to help me do that. So the first thing, so two things, commission. Obviously, this comes from the Great Commission. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 21. It's going to be up on the board, I believe. But you guys have all heard this, I believe. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of this age." I had two students this year that took this very, very seriously and started Bible studies in their schools. I was so proud of them. Still very proud of them. They took what they learned. They put it into action. So Chloe, Dylan, thank you. But as we were actually going through the process of trying to plant a church at Pine River High School called The River, we read this book, and it talked about holy huddles. It talked about the fact that we don't go. We as a church are very, very good. We as an American church are very, very good at holy huddles, at gathering together, talking about God amongst each other, and never talking about anybody else. I want you to think about the imagery of a huddle. Anybody who's watched football, anyone who's watched a sport of any kind, you know what a huddle is. Everybody turns into the middle. They listen to the coach. They listen to the player, whatever it is, and their backs are turned to everyone else. I want you to think about that. He used this imagery for a reason. We have holy huddles here in the church. We gather together, we turn our backs to everybody else, and we don't share that thing that we're talking about inside of that huddle. Which brings me to my second thing, the 116. I believe that some of us, I shouldn't say some of us, all of us, myself included, are bad at that first one, bad at holy huddling, because if you're honest with yourself, sometimes you're ashamed of the gospel. Sometimes when we feel like the Spirit is guiding us to speak about the gospel in a moment, we don't, because we are worried about what other people are going to think. Last time I checked, Scripture does not say that when you get to heaven one day, all the people around you are going to judge you on if you're able to walk into the gates or not. Pretty sure it's God. And if we live this life of worrying about what others think instead of what God thinks, we're going to find ourselves not in that gate. I don't want to talk down to anybody. I'm preaching it myself too. We have to realize we cannot be ashamed of the very thing that we are commissioned to speak about. So I want to leave you with this last thought. Worship team, come up. Think about this, and I really feel like this statement was given to me this morning while I was praying. You are never going to fill your commissioning if you are ashamed of the very thing you are commissioned to say. I'll say it again. You are never going to fulfill your commissioning if you are ashamed of the very thing you are commissioned to share. Church, I'm ashamed sometimes. I hate to say it. I'm ashamed to the fact that sometimes when I feel like I'm supposed to say something, when I feel like I'm supposed to share the gospel with somebody, I don't, because I'm too worried about what everybody else around is going to think or what I might say that's just stupid. God is made strong in your weakness. The Holy Spirit is there to guide and to direct your speech. So trust that. As we go into this last song, this is the song that our students just absolutely adore in our youth group. You don't need to sing. You don't need to sing unless you feel like you want to sing. It might be a new song for some of you, but I'm going to tell you right now, the words of this song cut to the heart. And if you just sit there with your eyes closed and just let the Holy Spirit speak through this song, so be it. If you want to stand, raise your hands in acknowledgement of how good God is, then go for it. The altars are open. There are those that will pray with you. But I just pray that this song will touch every heart in here. I just pray that you will listen to the words.